DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for some Italian Italian comedy?
If it's the comedy that I'm looking at right now, it looks quite quirky, should I say.
Yeah, certainly quite quirky. It's in English, it's called Where Am I Going? And it is the biggest selling box office hit in Italy ever.
Really?
It outran things like Star Wars in Italy.
Wow.
And if you watch it and you don't really know much about the context of the Italian political situation, it might not be very funny.
Okay. So you really do have to understand like the background to why the movie was made, I suppose.
Yeah, well, the setup is that there's this guy who has a government job, and in Italy that means that it's permanent, and he doesn't have to do very much, and lots of other people don't have permanent employment contracts, and you know, there's a lot of economic downturn, etc. But this guy has this supremely cushy job, and everything is catered for, and he doesn't really get to do anything. So he's like a pen-pushing civil servant.
Wow.
And there's this guy who comes in and he wants to clean up, and he wants to get rid of this chap, so he decides to send him to the Arctic on a mission, thinking that that might put him off. However, the main character meets a Norwegian girl and falls for her, and it's quite educational for him because the Norwegian is extremely politically correct and very liberal and things like that, and it makes him realise that perhaps Italy's a bit stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, things that from our side of the world perhaps don't necessarily resound particularly.
Yeah.
I mean, of course we know about, you know, some government jobs being rather cushy, but yeah, it's supposedly incredibly funny if you're Italian, so there you go.
Did you get any of the humour at all?
It wasn't quite my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, the main character has been compared to sort of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
And yeah, I didn't quite get that either. However, I'm sure that if you have an interest in Italy or in, you know, that part of the world, and understand the politics around the context, you might also find it exceedingly funny. I don't know.
Did you enjoy watching it?
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, sort of slapstick, but it's an inside film made for, really for Italians, I think.
Mm.
So, yeah, but it's interesting to see an Italian comedy, and especially since it has made so much money within Italy.
Yeah, gosh, I can't believe that it passed, like, yeah, I can't believe it was as highly remarked as it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, just that's in terms of the box office takings, you know, like, and for it to compete against something as big-branded as Star Wars and to make more money than that is quite significant. So it does obviously touch on some very key issues and tickles the fancy of the Italian sense of humour in 2016-17.
Did it branch out successfully to, I mean, other countries other than Italy?
I don't think so, not particularly.
Mm. I suppose it would be hard if you don't understand kind of the political context of it all.
Yeah, and you know, I think that we do this as well. You know, in this country we make films that really speak to us and discuss our issues and, you know, and infuse that sort of stereotypical Kiwi humour that lots of us might get, whereas someone watching from another part of the world might think...
Just does not.
Think, you know, it doesn't really translate.
Yeah, it's funny that, eh? I tend to sometimes watch some movies and I'm like, I don't get it, like, at all. And I can't understand it. And you'll be, like, watching it with somebody who is from that culture and they'll be loving it. And you almost have this, like, guilt because you can't kind of, react to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real guilt in it. I mean, it's just about context and, you know, cultural understandings, and every culture has a different concept of what is funny versus what is not, as does every individual, you know.
So yeah, humour is there.
It's pretty personal, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
And sometimes in this case, rather political as well.
Cool. Well, it sounds like a fantastic film. So thanks so much for speaking to us about it. And are we going to be speaking to you next week, or is that going to be Alice?
I think it's Alice next week.
Cool. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
That sounds just marvellous. Stay warm and dry.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Maria.
Thanks, Hannah. Have a great morning.
Bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.